Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, we're visiting with Cheryl Tancredi, and we're visiting about a special event coming to West Des Moines. So, Cheryl, tell us what's happening.
Good morning. We are going to be hosting the Dignity Memorial Vietnam Wall here in West Des Moines, Iowa at Rest Haven Cemetery, 801 19th Street, from February 16th through the 18th. On Friday, we will have our opening ceremonies with a flyover at 1110. We will also have Governor Branstad speaking, Congressman Boswell. We will have a lot of different music, and our program will last about an hour.
Okay. I understand you're having some bagpipes. Lots of people love the bagpipes.
Yes, we do have the McKenzie Highlander bagpipes and drums playing.
A very emotional kind of thing that I think will add to this whole feeling of the Vietnam Memorial Wall. Okay, so that's just the starting. That's the opening on September 16th. That's a Friday at 11 o'clock. So what happens next?
Then after the ceremony, we will have readings of the names. We will read all 58,000 names.
Oh, my goodness.
For every 30 minutes, people will be reading, and we'll continue reading 24 hours a day until the last name's read.
So you have lots of volunteers lined up?
I have about 100 volunteers for the reading.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's impressive. This sort of gives me goosebumps to think about that going on 24 hours a day. But that's nice for people if they're going to drive in to West Des Moines, you know, and they have to do that after work.
Yes.
They can be assured that you're going to be there, the wall's going to be there, they can see it anytime. And I'm assuming it'll be well lit.
It will be well lit, and we will have security 24 hours.
Okay. So that's just the beginning.
That is. Saturday, on September 17th, we will have a ceremony at 11 o'clock, and that day is a day for, we're going to have the salute to fallen heroes, and that is done by the five-star Freedom Riders.
Those
that
are...
program will last about an hour also.
And those are motorcycles, right?
They are motorcyclists, and they take a lot of pride in their salute to fallen heroes. Like, they will take and they will place the helmet, and they will explain what that means. They will place the rifle and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Very moving event.
How many do you expect of the motorcyclists?
On that day, there's about 10 people that do that program.
Okay. Okay, so that is a very special kind of ceremony, and that's one that may be unique for people to see, so something that happens on Saturday at 11 o'clock. Okay, what's next?
Then Sunday at 4 o'clock, we will do our closing ceremony, and that is going to be where we will bury all the memorabilia that is left behind at the wall. A lot of people will leave flowers, or I've had a call about, can I bring my daughter's POW bracelet? And at that time, we will have a little ceremony, and then we will bury the vault with all the memorabilia. And then from anybody will be able to come to the cemetery throughout the year, and we'll be able to have an area where they can come and reflect and remember the Vietnam veterans.
Okay. So that's just something that people can know that, you know, maybe they don't need to be invited to bring something to leave at the wall, but they might not have thought about that. And so that's something else that they can do.
Yes.
And so again, the beginning, September 16th, that's a Friday, starts at 11 o'clock. And then the last thing that happens in terms of the being organized presentation here is on the 16th. And that event, the closing event, starts at 4 o'clock.
Right. And then on Wednesday, actually, we do have where we're escorting the Vietnam Wall from Prairie Meadows Racetrack and Casino in Altoona. And we're looking at about 500 motorcyclists at this time will be escorting, because the wall comes in a large semi, and then so we will all meet at Prairie Meadows, and we're leaving at 12:30, and we will be escorted by the Polk County Sheriff's Department, and then we will arrive here at West Des Moines, and then at that time we have a team that will help erect the wall.
And that has to be quite a job, getting it off the semi and putting it together. I'm sure you've received lots of instructions about that.
Yes, we have. And we do have a team that will help us do that. We have had very successful volunteer staff. And if anybody wants to volunteer, they can go to our website. And there are forms. And the website's www.dmvietnamwall.com/Des Moines.
Okay. And if somebody would like to call you for information, you have a phone number?
Yeah, 515-223-1230.
Okay. Cheryl, have you been to Washington, D.C. to see the wall?
Yes, I have been to Washington, D.C. So this is something that's really dear to all of us, that we can bring this to people that aren't able to make that trip to Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And do you remember your first kind of reaction when you saw the wall?
I did. I was a lot younger. I was just kind of overwhelmed because my brother was one that was waiting to be drafted. So it does kind of hit home.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And, you know, how whatever your relationship is to someone whose name is on the wall, or just remembering all of the things that went on during that time of the Vietnam War, this is just a good reminder of the good and the bad, and a way to honor all of the people who served in Vietnam.
Yes, and another we will be able to have a rubbing where people can go up to the wall.
Ah, yes.
And they can, like, if they have a person's name, and they can take and they can do a rubbing for the wall.
Good. So that's another thing to remember, that to bring your pencil and your paper.
Well,
and
actually, we will have paper.
Okay.
And pencil, because when people come to the wall, they will be able to go to the computer tent, and we will have people volunteering to take and let you know what panel it is, and then we will have people at along the wall that will actually take you to where the panel is, and then help you do your rubbings.
You know, Cheryl, as you go through this, there's so many plans that you've had to make to help people really enjoy, be a part of this whole Vietnam Wall, and it sounds like you've done a great job of helping people to be able to kind of participate in this event.
Yes, that's correct. And we have met a lot of wonderful people with the VBA, the DAV, all my sponsors that have helped us put this on. We are thankful for them. HCI Care Services is going to be there with a bereavement group tent. If anybody needs any type of counseling, they'll be here helping us. And we're just really thankful that we have had such great community support, mm-hmm. and meeting all of the VBA and the DAV and all the different veterans has just been a really nice experience.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes it happen.
It does.
So, Cheryl, again, I think we need to find out exactly how to get to Rest Haven Cemetery.
Okay, the best way is if you were on 235, you could get off on 22nd Street and you could travel south up to Ashworth Road, take a left, and then you just go straight down Ashworth Road heading west, and then you will see the entrance of Rest Haven Cemetery. And then they will direct you there, and you'll travel along down by our pond, and then we'll have parking to the left of the mausoleum, and we will have golf carts that will be able to transfer you up to the wall.
Okay, good planning.
Look forward to having everybody there.
Yes, and again, that's 24 hours a day.
Yes, ma'am.
And after the wall is gone, there will still be, people could still come and visit, as you say, to kind of pay their respects to not just perhaps the Vietnam War veterans, but America's war veterans and all those who are serving right now. I think, a great way to, as you say, pay respects to all of those folks who have done such great duty for us.
Yes, and we have over 3,000 veterans at our cemetery, right, that are mm-hmm. buried here mm-hmm. at Rest Haven.
Okay, we need to remind folks, now you've given the instructions, that it starts Friday, September 16th, in terms of the actual wall being up. But if you want to get in on the event of putting it up, that's on September 14th.
That will be on Wednesday, September 14th.
Okay, at 12:30 at Prairie Meadows Racetrack and Casino. That would be, a pretty moving experience in itself.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the closing ceremony starting at 4 o'clock on September 18th. Great opportunity to see this 3/4 scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and be involved in all the things going on there. So we want to thank you, Cheryl, for working on this, and thank you for getting this information to us.
Okay, I'd like to add, if does want to be in the motorcycle escort, they do need to contact me so they can have a release. And all of our volunteers need to have releases. So
okay.
If you would just like to get on the website, contact me. We would be happy to have all their help. Once again, thank you so much for taking your time to call us.
Yes, you bet, Cheryl. And best wishes for all of this event. Until next time, here's the thought. Sometimes we're so caught up with who's right and who's wrong that we forget what's right and wrong.